Have y'all been watching any of the Tokyo Olympics that are happening? My favorite event of the year that I get to watch, the Tokyo
I
Olympics.
love to watch the Olympics. I like to watch these good sports people fucking flexing their muscles, hopping around, whatever it is they do. It's
The only
great.
Olymp yeah, the only Olympics that I saw was the like all the countries walking in, and Tonga brought their greased up muscle boy fat flag bearer again, and I'm like, all right, that's all I need to see.
Valid.
Olympics, yeah, the Olympics won.
The Olympics won.
Tonga won all of the Olympics. It's fine.
Good
Give
news, everyone.
them
The Olympics won.
yeah, the Olympics get the gold medal.
Have you seen this flag bearer from Tonga?
I'd like to. Let's take a look. Let's,
Ooh,
Jamie,
he's
pull that
a
up.
yeah,
It
he's
autofills it when I search it. I type in Tonga, it says Flag Bearer Olympics 2021.
Hell yeah.
This man is
Oh my
ooh.
goodness. It looks like he trained like by holding a flagpole that was much bigger than this one.
Yeah.
Whatever this dinky little flagpole is that they have him holding walking out here, not the one that he trained with.
Obviously not, yeah.
Yeah. He is also fucking oiled to hell and back.
As one should be.
Yeah, he's also very handsome. I mean, he was at the 2016 Olympics. I don't think it was the same guy, but Tonga did come in with a greased up flag bearer, and he was also very handsome then too. So,
Queerty.com says Tongan flag bearer returns to Olympics more oiled up than ever.
oh, so it is
Nice.
the same guy. Thank God. Ooh.
Pita Taufatofua, the shirtless Tongan.
Fuck yeah.
That's the job we all want.
Yeah.
I too would love to be
Like
shirtless and Tongan.
like this is a recurring gig for this guy.
Yeah, like I mean, holy shit, if you look like this guy, like yeah, go for it.
Get your money,
Like
bud.
yeah, this guy's ripped. He's handsome.
I
There's
mean,
some sort of magic mic, but only about Olympic flag bearers.
Yeah.
absolutely.
I hope
So,
that he just
yeah.
walks through the various cities in Tonga, shirtless, holding their flag, proud.
This is what it should look like every day. You either go take a siesta or you walk around your city shirtless for 2 hours.
Now that's a gig. Yeah. That's
Take me to this island. I need an if even like a percentage, like 1% of the people look like this guy, I'm gonna be happy.
I
There
can't
you go.
wait for I can't wait for millennials and Gen Z to finally be in charge of the Olympics, and we just make it really horny.
Yeah, just really slutty.
Like, this is, you
Yeah.
know, a family-friendly event or whatever, but like, come on, the like we
We're
already
gonna
have athletes that are in trouble for like wearing shorts that are too long or that aren't long enough. Like,
Oh no, this is great because we can introduce like see, we can re both reduce the environmental impact of the Olympic Games by both stopping doing them and doing our own thing, which I don't know, sex games, does that work?
I think that's a thing,
Just
but we're gonna
literally.
make it gayer, 'cause
It's
like
like
obviously.
BMXing, but like, you know, there's no seat on the bike.
We're gonna re reject we're going to reject high performance fabrics, and we're going to embrace perform you know, doing these highly athletic performances
Yeah.
naked.
Like in ye olden days, yeah.
Shaving all your body hair for maneuverability.
Yeah, reject modernity, embrace tradition.
That's what we're always saying on this podcast.
Yeah, I feel like twerking is gonna be pole dancing. What else would fit in the new Olympics?
Esports, all esports.
Yeah,
No
flossing.
ones where you're just
No,
like no, no one who does esports has sex.
we this is true. We know this for a fact.
Sometimes I click on like the Gears of War competitive section, and then I like go back to not doing that
Yeah.
because I have a life and sex.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
be
You
honest.
have two partners. You don't have time.
I'm gonna be
Now, no,
honest,
but now
Ryan.
you get one more. You got a fucking esports team going.
Yes, true.
Yeah, but none of them would be fucking. I bet you Sonic
Beautiful.
Fox has sex.
Sonic Fox Fox.
So the challenge here is to have like a number of partners where like they don't start like doing competitive sports of any form with you because you have enough people, but you still want to have enough that you don't wind up playing competitive esports by yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is like getting all of your partners and like rent, like buying a van, and you're either going to start a cult or a band.
Or both.
The cult, yeah. Band.
Yeah, I see.
The cult band Polycule.
Yeah, actually thinking about like the that cult, that like Buddhist spiritualist cult, the family. That's basically what they were.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were that and vegetarians. They're the ones who popularized vegetarianism in America.
Yeah, they put out a bunch of records or some shit, right?
Oh, for
yeah.
Sure they did. And their leader died hang gliding.
What a way to go.
what a way to go. Yeah, I was like, that's an
no, but here's,
Elon Musk ass.
If we shoot him while he's flying, they'll never know where the body fell.
No, so the thing is, like, he's like 70 years old, and they're like, let's go hang gliding. I think they called him father.
That
and
rules.
Like, and he's like, I'm pretty old. I think if I do this, I'm going to die.
And yeah, so like, don't be a pussy about it.
No, so they did, and he died. He fell off, but like, they were like, oh my God, let's call an ambulance. He's like, no, I'm like 77. I'm just going to die. So they sat there with him for like hours while he was in agonizing pain, dying.
Wow.
Oh, he wouldn't have died.
No.
Yeah. They could have like, helped him.
This was the 70s. He probably still was going to die.
I mean, yeah, he jumped off a 1300 foot cliff. Like, you hit terminal velocity after like, what, like 300 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you fall for another like 5 minutes before.
No, I think you hit terminal velocity at like 50 feet or something, right?
You embody terminal velocity.
No idea.
About 12
the
seconds.
The real lesson here
is 1500 feet. So you are approaching. Okay.
So
skydiver in the belly to earth position reaches a terminal velocity of about 121 miles per hour.
Oh, so he was going. He had to have at least been going over 100 miles an hour, very easily.
Jesus. He jumped off with a hang glider, but had no previous hang gliding experience. So they just like you just like unclip one carabiner. You're like, yeah, don't worry about it, Father. You'll be fine. And then that's the sound he made as he.
Honestly, the lesson here is if someone says, let's go skydiving, daddy, like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go skydiving, daddy is a very, wow. Yeah,
I don't listen to my sugar babies when they tell me to do dangerous sports. Let's go wrestle some gators, daddy.
Psychic Dolphin Garage.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode from the Psychic Dolphin Garage. I'm Zach, he, they.
I'm Bo, he, him.
I'm Dennis, he, they.
I'm Charlie, she, her.
That is everybody in the garage this week. We are missing Artemis. We are missing Kelton. We are missing JJ Demon most of all.
Always missing JJ.
Yeah. We are
JJ.
If you've seen any of them, please contact us. We don't know where any of them are.
They've gone missing. And I don't drink milk, so I'm not going to go ahead and put their picture on the side of a milk carton.
Yeah, because the it's a waste. Then you know, I wouldn't get to look at.
I see
it.
Why fucking bother? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking to get like just the most bang for my buck in terms of, you know, grieving a missing loved one.
Yeah,
that's all I want.
Just put going around town, putting up their Twitter profile picture in like coffee
Have
shop.
Have you
windows.
Seen this poster?
Have you seen me? Have you seen this pit crew?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Have you seen this heckin' valid small being? Please contact
please send us a
million dollars.
There was actually a story back in the day of someone like rear ended someone else or like something happened, but this was like in Japan. And no one knew who did it, but someone like put up a Mii. Like a Nintendo Mii version of this person who allegedly committed this crime was like, have you seen them? Like, please contact the local police. So everyone thought it was the local police who did this. And then when like reporters were like, hey, did you make this Mii? They're like, no, we have no idea who did this. Oh, so yeah, goodness. It'll be very much like this with the pit crew. It's like, just like, have you seen this poster? Who is, like, did you make, like, did the police make this? No. It was just us, the Psychic Dolphin Garage.
Mm-hmm. Currently investigating anyone with access to the internet.
We'll catch him any day now.
There are many paths before you, but you must choose one. And this week, we have chosen several paths.
Yeah.
You know, first up we have our Texas section. And we talked about George P. Bush last week, who
George Piss Bush.
George Piss Bush. Who is the Bush dynasty fighting with other Republicans to get back into office. Apparently, a breaking story on the Texas Tribune. Texas veteran homes overseen by George Piss Bush were often the deadliest places to be during COVID-19 pandemic.
Pretty impressive, I gotta say.
We've out Cuomo'd Andrew Cuomo.
Hey, congrats. Texas is number one again.
Fucking haw.
There's some fucking yee-ass fucking mayor saying everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
And it's not, the fatality
not
rates.
Lung capacity.
Answer a non-Texas person a question. George Bush, like the one I think of.
So yeah, you probably think of George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. This is Jeb Bush's son.
Is this the same family, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeb Bush's dynasty. Son oversees, like, a murder hospital in Texas.
Well, yeah. he oversees basically, like...
By oversees, I mean, like, he's got on paper a thing that says he owns it, and he occasionally stops in to be like, my God, I'm so good.
No, yeah. He's the land commissioner. And
in Texas, yeah.
In Texas, which, as we talked about last week, the land commissioner is... right below God and the governor. But there are 9 state nursing homes that cater to veterans in Texas, and the land commissioner is in charge of those.
That doesn't seem like that has anything to do with land.
Yep. It seems like just a kind of job that they just like, hey, someone's got to do this. So
the land commissioner is the cum dump of the Texas legislature.
Exactly. The filthy little fucking dumpster boy who, you know.
Wearing a set pair of hot pants. This is land commissioner.
George P. Bush shows up to the fucking, you know. George Pish Bush. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he's just a little piss pig for all the Texas state governors. Fucking, great. Good. Glad we got that established. That's canon now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here are some quick bullet points from the Texas Tribune's investigations.
Yes, please.
So Texas state-run veteran homes had more than double the death rate among COVID-19 infected residents compared to other nursing homes in the state. That's already fucking just wow. Great job. 7 That's of the homes fuck, yeah. had a fatality rate of 25% or more, far higher than the statewide average, which was 11% in Texas nursing homes. Approximately 23% of the state veterans' homes nationwide are overseen by outside management companies. But in Texas, all 9 of them are, and they account for a quarter of the privately run homes in the United States.
Wait, so literally you're telling... So in Colorado, the governor said that, like, not wearing a mask and protecting yourself from COVID was like playing Russian roulette with a gun, which is a strange statement on its own, but you're telling me that in Texas nursing homes by the land commissioner, the odds are worse than Russian roulette?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus.
It's really great because, like... Yeah, I mean, you know, this is, like... This is classic austerity, right? It's just, like... Hey, right. we're gonna run these public ones into the ground, sell off to private ones, which are gonna run it worse, and bada bing, bada boom, somebody makes a buck off of a bunch of dead vets. So
Texas, again,
I mean, to be fair, that's dead vets make this country a lot of money. That's like part of what we do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like that's war.
Yeah, and to reiterate, not all 9 of Texas's veteran nursing homes are run by private companies. That is a quarter of the privately run homes in the entire United States.
Yeah.
Whoa.
These are also supposed to be state-run homes run by the state. So the state contracted it out, and the free market fucking failed them.
As you did with your power grid.
$250 million.
That's a hell of a noise there.
To the border wall, and $0 for our veterans or our electricity.
Yep.
And you know what? You know what? You know what? We talk a lot of shit about the military on here. But nobody deserves to fucking have better odds of surviving a fucking game of Russian roulette than they do just like COVID, chilling in their fucking room.
Yeah, and they're fucking like sucking on Werther's and playing checkers all day, and it's like, yeah, just each of these days, like fucking, you know, fucking roll a D4 on a 1. I'm out of here. See y'all.
Yeah.
Also, of note too, you know, a lot of these guys, these old gentlemen dying, they're World War II vets. So that's Antifa that Texas is coming after.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. That's not at all a harebrained take.
Oh man. For-profit nursing homes, according to resident advocates, which I don't know what those are, but
like people who advocate for the residents of.
Say, I assume there's some combination between pro bono lawyers and Antifa.
Yeah, pro bono lawyers and what's the TV show host that does this shit?
Not Dr. Phil.
Chris Hansen? Catch a Predator? What are you talking about?
I don't watch TV.
Not Colbert, the one before Colbert.
Jon Stewart?
Yeah, like Jon Stewart. Like somewhere between like Jon Stewart and probably literally like a nurse that is like, we have to literally eat the rich. A nurse that works in these nursing homes that fucking hates capitalism, and like Jon Stewart that agree that all these for-profit nursing homes have lower staffing levels, perform worse than nonprofit and government-run facilities.
No duh, yeah.
And average staffing levels, right. And specifically these Texas nursing homes, are among the lowest nationwide.
Yeah, again, not surprising
at all. I
love how
in Texas, you apparently have a differentiation between government-funded, government-managed, and government-run, and government-controlled. These all just mean different things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Really, all it means is, you know, when it inevitably cocks up, because either it's Texas government or Texas government outsourcing to private enterprise, which also known for cocking things up, like, you just then, at that point, like, say whatever you want to, and it's like, oh, yeah, that was the government who did it.
It was the government who fucked it up. You
it's
know?
It's really genius.
It's true, which is literally the exact opposite reason why they've privatized the entire military to create these veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they send them back to us. That darn federal government using our tax dollars and fucking up our veterans and not caring for them. So we have to have state level veterans care.
Yep.
Oh, just think, in 20 years, we're going to have a Blackwater run, like, veterans.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Just like, well, we got too many
all
of them.
All the nurses are just, like, big fucking, like, meat-headed operator dudes with, like, big obnoxious beards and, like,
yeah, they're,
fucking
they're all
Oakleys.
Gonna, yeah, I was going to say they're either that or they're all going to be, like, the villains from fucking Metal Gear Solid.
That, too. Yeah.
The veterans actually have jobs at the Blackwater facility. It's like, Charlie, your class recidivism rates are really up this year. You really got to get these young operatives to pass these tests so that we can send them out to the field.
Yeah, that's the ultimate version of the fucking state's, like, veteran rehabilitation. It's just like, let's make it so that, like, this isn't elder care. We are trying to get these guys back out in the field.
Wait, no, a synthesis here.
Yeah.
We start with Blackwater mercenary veterans, and we slowly turn them into like half robot twinks from Metal Gear Solid because they can keep fighting.
Yeah, there super soldier serum or something like that.
Yeah,
super soldier semen. Yeah,
yeah.
We're just gonna fuck them bareback style. We're just gonna start putting their brains in the Boston Dynamics robots as a battery.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah, apparently these findings were shared with Bush's office 2 weeks ago. He vowed to take action to improve care, and what he's done since then. One day after, he ended the relationship with the two for-profit operators of the homes and asked his staff to conduct a nationwide search to find replacements.
Yeah, more private enterprise. Good, that'll do it.
Wait, so they fired the people. So no one is taking care of the veterans right now?
They can manage. They're big boys, you know?
They have we'd still deliver food to their facilities.
Once a week, somebody like comes by and drops off a fucking like
a pallet,
like four or five pizzas, yeah, and just that's it.
Well, no, it's gonna be done. It's gonna be done like a hospital. It probably is done like a hospital where like the food service is contracted out, and literally half of the job of your nurse is to yell at the food service person on behalf of the hospital as a patient advocate to the fucking company that gives you the food, because like you want three sides as your meal, but you have to pick one thing in two sides. That's the rules. And now they don't have any patient advocates at the center, so they're all just sitting there being like, "I would like the yogurt. I want three yogurts." And they're like, "You only get one side."
Yeah, you can only have so much tapioca in a day. You gotta ration that shit.
Yeah, well,
The first 15 people get all the tapioca. Everyone else has to make do.
God.
You get pistachio.
There's a black market tapioca.
It's fucking MRE Werther's Originals.
Actually, because
some sort of World War II veteran Lord of the Flies over tapioca shortage.
Probably.
No, because there actually is a tapioca shortage right now, I do wonder if there is some sort of black market boba going around.
I believe it. You know what? That makes these boba that I just never opened because I got really lazy worth like three times as much. Like, I'm going to get out there into the free market and oh God, I can't think of the word for what it would be, but I'm just
scalp
gonna,
them,
I'm just
fucking flip
scalping,
them.
I'm gonna flip them. Yeah, I'm just gonna make millions off of these like 12 boba that I have left.
Going to a boba restaurant and realizing all they've done is rinse pre-made tapioca yogurt and stick them together.
Ew, yucky.
I love it.
My fucking Yoplait ass tapioca bits in my tea. Yeah. Oh man. What's worse, like not knowing that you were just basically murdering veterans in your retirement homes, or covering it up? Like, this is the land commissioner in charge of all these veteran nursing homes in Texas.
Didn't Who should be noted are on land.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and like 134 residents died. 500 residents tested positive for COVID-19. 570 veteran home residents tested positive.
Extraordinary number.
A quarter of them died. Like, you would think someone's like sending an email out with, I mean, a power by report that says, yeah, so we've lost 10% of our population this week. No big deal. And then someone else is like, "What do you mean, no big deal? We lost how many people?"
That's just Texas generally, let alone a fucking nursing home, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably built these nursing homes so that they literally are like the air from one room just gets filtered into the next to get sucked out and filtered into the next, and then eventually just ejected out the side of the building. These things are probably built to spread disease somehow, because they just don't even think about how they're building things anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I mean, fuck Andrew Cuomo. Fuck George Piss Bush. Do it. Mm-hmm. Just dump
you know,
a load
I'm starting to
into
think,
his,
you know, fuck that entire family.
That entire family just is the fucking. I don't even have the heart to try and dunk on them.
You know, they're not
sucks.
Great. I'll say that much. They're not a great bunch of guys. Not you a know, great Jeb's bunch all right. I'll say that. I'll say that much.
It's not great. It sucks. These are our dynasties, and they're just killing people. Jeb Bush is known for being a failure, and his son now is just killing veterans.
The fail son of a fucking fail son. Yeah.
His uncle literally like paints photos of like veterans because he sees these people's faces when he tries to sleep at night because he sent them to their deaths for no reason. And
no, it's perfect. Grandpa. Grandpa creates the military industrial complex. Dad sends everyone to war. Son kills them, and uncle paints them to remember them.
It's the circle of life.
God, I hate these ghouls. Like,
they've done so much damage to a good, just such a perfectly reasonable word like Bush.
How do you not? How do you not like stop? How do you not like go, wow, this looks really bad for our family. We should just honor off ourselves.
Like, oh, you've never received a large sum of money all at once, have you?
Not only that, but the Bushes have, like, if I'm not mistaken, have ties back to like the first KKK, the one like post Reconstruction.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, wasn't it Bush's? Wasn't it like George W. Bush's granddad who tried to do the business plot to like do the fascist takeover of the U.S. by corporations?
Yes. I believe that was him.
I'm pretty sure that was him.
Yeah, and we...
Great family.
Yeah, great family. Great that we allowed that to, like, happen, and that we allow these people to continue to be in politics.
Well, don't worry. They've only killed 100 and, you know, 50, 200 veterans. Texas overall has seen over 9,000 COVID deaths since February.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we got more of them.
Not a worry. Not a worrying number at all. But don't worry, we have this wonderful talking point that we're doing now in the United States where, you know, all but 43 of them were unvaccinated people. Like, don't worry about COVID or, like, the variants that are proliferating because we're just allowing more and more people to catch it. Because if you're vaccinated, you're fine. You're good. You're fine.
Yes, don't worry about it. Don't be a fucking puss.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Don't worry about it. There's no way it could ever evolve and, like, make the vaccine... make it not work or anything like that.
That's not how viruses change.
You think it's smart? You think it's a smart virus? It's like your smartphone. You fucking
idiot. Millennials.
It's a nanorobot. It's a Bill Gates nanorobot. It knows. It's
Father,
good.
How do I click the app or click the?
Or
book?
Wait, that's the vaccine. I can't remember.
Yeah. It's all.
Maybe they're both.
It's all the same.
Father, how do I click the app? George Bush to George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
George Holy War Bush.
George Jihad Bush.
Yeah.
That's some quality Bush era. I've never heard that one. That's very good.
Yeah. Texas is doing well. We're having a really normal one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, this still isn't over. We still aren't past it. I think I was reading something about how we aren't treating vaccination information like we treat talking about condoms and sex. There's like we're doing basically everything wrong based off what like STD advocates have learned over the past 50 years of trying to get people to wear condoms. It's like you just insist that it's normal. You don't shame people. You say it's there. You make it super available. You make it available. I mean, here, at least in Texas, you can go to like a Walgreens and get a shot.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was literally reading a fucking article about how like, yeah, the best way to like get people to actually do vaccinations is just like show up with like a fucking, essentially like a party and be like, hey, we're in your neighborhood doing vaccinations. You up?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of like, places still have like elk lodges, right? Like why weren't they vaccination sites?
The Red Cross has like those donation vans that they drive around. Like just have a vaccine van. Drive it up and down the streets playing the vaccine jingle.
Consider postal healthcare.
You get to self-inject your vaccine?
Oh yeah, bud.
No, I was thinking you go around with the post.
People. Oh, the USPS knocks door to door and like just has a doctor.
Yeah, like literally just instead of delivering an extra load of Amazon packages, literally use that space, just have a doctor ride around with you giving injections when they deliver the mail.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. We tried it with Amazon, but the doctor's heart gave out after 50 houses because there's only a certain amount of time that he can run up to the door, knock, and then run back to the Amazon car before it just drives off and leaves him there.
And oh, the piss. We started on the piss.
Amazon tried to help, but there weren't enough air holes in the boxes.
Yeah, we couldn't fit the doctor with all the fucking piss bottles.
It's not helping, too. I'm ordering a bunch of piss bottles all the time. So, like, you know, and they get mixed up with the fucking employees' piss bottles, and it's all sorts of shenanigans.
You can tell the difference between, like, a fresh piss bottle and a vintage piss bottle, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, you're trying to get the clean piss, and then, like, you know that whatever's in the truck isn't, because you've had to do that job before, and, like...
He's smoking weed on his break. That's not clean piss, okay?
Yeah, that is.
That's weed piss.
Mm-hmm.
Sticky.
Which
I've
you
done
drink
this kind of shit. I like to get a good. I've buzz. Done the easy version of this kind of shit, and I still would.
Piss Kush. Granddaddy piss.
Fuck yeah.
Skywalker O piss.
Granddaddy piss is my favorite, like, 2010 Adult Swim pilot that never turned into anything else. had to really fucking nail down the year there, but yeah.
That's Brace Belton.
Piss Apple Express or just Piss Express? Yeah, the good weed piss. That, you know, the strains that you're trying to order. Anyway,
we're talking weed strains, right? I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know shit about drugs.
Weed, I just do gummies.
I just do them. I don't know what they are.
I really don't know anything about drugs.
I can't wait.
They're good. That is what you should know.
Yep.
All I'm saying is there was a reason for things to be spoken of in code for a long time, and now that we've started to legalize things in various states, all we've done is do to, like, weed what they did. They've made it artisanal and like small batch, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Just
after they legalized,
it's like people who have like a. It's like people who have a fucking, like, speakeasy bar where they're like, what's the passcode? And you're like, just let me drink.
It's not the goddamn 1930s. Yeah. Or whenever that was the thing. You know.
Whenever it was, I don't know.
Yeah. Once they finally legalized piss, I'm going to have to, you know, go to a head shop and get my my analog, my urine 8.
Shut the fuck up. Like... I like the idea. You head into a head shop and, like, you get yourself a fucking big old Gatorade bottle, and, you know, like, you can't say it's for piss. Like, if you say, like, hey, can I get, like, a bottle for piss, they have to like kick you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think in like 50 years, like, there will be like extra artisanal head shops and our even later stage hellscape of capitalism? They're just like a guy on a street corner dealing it to you because, like, it makes people feel nostalgic.
That's the authentic, yeah, that's yes, the authentic way of getting a hold of it.
It's the thing where they do where they have someone stand out in the drive-thru and take your order for fast food, and they're just like sweating profusely outside the whole time because they're forced to work out there, and they say they get like 50 cents extra an hour, but that's like $2 a day to stand outside instead of stand inside.
Yeah.
Right. It's like we'll pay you an extra $3 a shift if you wear roller skates the whole time.
Jesus Christ.
You don't even serve food. Or anything. You're just there.
Yeah. Jesus. All right. Well, you know what? I think we've covered the bushes in piss. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we're
piss heavy,
you know,
episode.
I think we've gotten the Texas stuff out. Do we want to hit any of these other stories that we've seen?
This isn't so much a story as a point of Texas pride before we get too far on from that. We are number 4 in the country for drunk driving. The headline says 4th worst. I assume that means, like, you know, 4th most, like, prominent. Which
I think it means fourth drunkest.
Yeah, which we can get those numbers up. The ones ahead of us are Mississippi, South Carolina, and New Mexico. Which, like, I get, I absolutely get.
Mississippi,
but we can do better.
South Carolina, I don't know. I feel like South Carolina is. I mean, I guess they have a bunch of hippie Jews out there, and, like, if you're doing that much LSD, some of the times you just gotta say, "Officer, I'm sorry, I'm really drunk."
That's your cover.
Is this drunk driving or just driving under the influence?
So this is specifically drunk driving traffic deaths.
Okay.
Maybe
makes more sense.
That's
now
different.
Yeah, so maybe we bleaker. Are just a hardier folk, you know. We get in there after about, like, you know, killing a case of fucking Shiners solo or whatever, And, like, at that point, you're fucking invincible.
See,
you know?
See, the thing is we have to drive, like, 30 minutes down, like, a two-lane highway.
To get, sit in the Whataburger fucking parking lot for, or line for, you know, an hour and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, like, so, you know, I get that, you know, we're probably sobering up on our way to the store. And if you live out in the boonies, you're not as likely to get in a wreck and die.
There's a lot more infrastructure, even though Texas is bigger, like, you know,
and I gotta say,
and everything is bigger in Texas.
Yeah. Everything's just farther apart, you know, that's just it.
New Mexico is emptier, so those people are trying to get into head-on accident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're looking for it.
Yeah. They're Mad Max in it, which, you know, respect.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you have to do out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, Texas, you know, we have some work to do.
Those fucking numbers up, folks.
We gotta pump those numbers up. We got a lot of stuff to pump, and those numbers.
Remember the Alamo fucking, you know. Davy Crockett drove drunk. Are you saying you're better than Davy Crockett?
No.
Wait, was he at the Alamo?
Yes.
I'm thinking of David Bowie.
David Bowie was also at the
David Bowie was definitely at the Alamo. Daniel Boone? Daniel Boone's farm? Is that a thing?
David Bowie.
No, you're thinking of Daniel Boone and
Daniel Boone
and Boone's farm. How much have you had to drink, Bob?
See, this is my fucking culture. I'm recording this from my car, going fucking 90 down the highway. Not looking. I'm reading the article right now. You know,
it was Jim Bowie, David Bowie. Yes.
Okay. I was considering doing the Patreon episode driving like 80 miles an hour down the highway, I decided to wait until I got to a hotel.
Yep.
And now I wish I hadn't.
you could have a taste of Texas. That is now what this fucking Texas news what culture whatever segment is called, Taste of Texas.
That's even better because there was a local eatery here for decades called Taste of Texas.
Oh, gross.
Taste of Texas is a steakhouse.
Taste of Texas is like that like stale kind of like thing where like you drank a bunch of beers and like didn't brush your teeth and now you just feel like fucking super gross.
Yeah, you didn't brush your teeth before bed or before you had to leave for work because you woke up too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or in like the last like couple weeks because fucking... life just is depressing.
Yeah, that sounds like
just squeegeeing alcohol sweats off yourself.
Oh yeah, tons of booze sweats.
Squeegeeing them, absolutely.
Ugh. That is the taste of Texas.
Again, this is just reminding me of my early 20s.
Yeah.
That sounds really tiring. God.
Oh yeah. No.
How do people manage to be that drunk that continuously? It's desperation,
honestly.
It's the indomitable Texan spirit is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say because like I'm not even like, there's no judgment coming from here. It's just I don't think I could do it. I don't think I have that kind of constitution.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. You know,
technically I'm some wimpy Californian, but I never lived there.
Yeah,
that I remember.
Yeah, I think there's a desperation to that level of alcoholism that I don't have anymore. Like I'm a better person than I was when I was doing that all the time.
I think I just don't have quite as much mania anymore.
Yeah. See, like, yeah, everything's kind of leveled out.
That's a big thing.
It'll come back after I'm 60, I'm sure. Like, that's the point where your brain is just like, all right, cool. We were really responsible for like 40 years. So the first 20 and the last 20, we're fucking losing it. Okay.
That's kind of what I'm worried about is like, I'm going to get older and then my brain will be like, hey, remember all that stuff from when you were like 21? And I'll be like, no, I worked so hard.
Yeah. You have no impulse control anymore. See that? You see that hot little twink at the bar over there? Go chat them up.
What if I go senile and forget which gender I am?
No. That's just an opportunity for more genders.
You wake up in the morning and
that's free genders, baby. That's genders left on the table otherwise.
Yeah, you get to decide every morning what gender you're going to be, Charlie. Like you're no longer
That's
bound
true.
By
That's
this
true.
By this you know, by this image, by this self-image that you've developed over time.
God. I'm no longer bound by what anyone thinks of me because I don't know what anyone thinks of me because I forget moments after they tell me.
There you go.
It honestly sounds like freeing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
The boomers, you know, yeah, some of those boomers have it right.
Which ones? Name a few. Name one.
I don't have any.
Daniel Boone's Farm.
Daniel Boomer.
Daniel Boomer Boone's Farm. Yeah, that's his name.
Esquire III.
Esquire III.
Oh man.
Y'all.
Quick pig watch this week. Watch out for cops planting evidence during traffic stops. The viral video on Twitter, which has already prompted an investigation, shows a cop turn his body cam away from the car as he grabs a piece of plastic out of his pocket and throws it in the car. We know that he did that because it was captured on the cell phone that the person in the car was recording with that showed him throwing the plastic into the car and then going, oh no, and pulling out a pair of gloves and putting them on carefully to examine the plastic in the car, which could have helped drugs.
Wouldn't want to get his fingerprints on the thing he just grabbed.
Tell me how you know that it's not a white person driving the car without telling me how you know it's not a white person driving the car.
Yeah, this is in the village of Caledonia, Wisconsin.
Hmm. That's a hell of a name.
Village of Caledonia, Wisconsin.
The Village of Caledonia is one of my favorite fucking dungeon synth productions.
But yeah, of course there was an investigation. It was already done like all within hours because all these things have to move so quickly nowadays.
We know the name of the officer because the employee list is so short that they literally have like a single page branching organizational list that has all the officers on it.
But also the police department said no, that we did not plant evidence. That we investigated.
Yeah, they said no, so.
Uh-huh. So, of course. Like, it's right there. It's very clear that he has a baggie in his hands and he throws it in this guy's car.
That owns. Oh, my God.
Like, why is it now necessary for you to put gloves? Like, all the excuses that, like, oh, it fell out of the car and so he's putting it back. Like, so you're tampering with evidence. nothing makes sense other than you wanted to arrest these black guys. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Even in, like, some little dink-ass fucking Wisconsin, God, he just throws it right in there.
Yeah.
Even in some dink-ass Wisconsin city, like, you can't just fucking mind your damn business.
Yeah, you can't just be black in America.
God forbid.
Fuck, this is infuriating.
We protested all last summer. You know, it's cloudy with a chance of shitty cops.
Yep. I mean, speaking of more shitty cops, moving on to our next story. It's not so that the shitty cops are a thing. It's just it proves very much what the cop's purpose is in society. I have a story here from Yahoo. The headline is bizarre and does not make any sense. California man takes dip in pool before invading home with mom, teen kids upstairs. Quote, very invasive. So this
that's
comes...
That's not a great title.
No.
No.
Steven Soros.
That's a Pornhub title. Yeah. Not to make light of where it's going. But...
yeah, no. No, Steven Soros, work on your headline writing. Anyway.
Hey, so, to be fair to Steven Soros, you know, you fucking be 65 million years old and write an article. All right, buddy?
Yeah.
You know, you be a fucking carnivore from the late Cretaceous.
Here, Steven. Man takes a dip and then he dips.
But this is a really quick article, so... A California man was caught on home surveillance video taking a dip in a family's pool before breaking into the house while a mother and her two teenage children were upstairs. The incident occurred on July 8th in Porter Ranch, a suburb of Los Angeles. I have a friend who lives in Porter Ranch. He lives there with his in-laws.
And it's this guy.
No, it's not this guy. But the in-laws are Emmy Award-winning. Like,
oh, boy.
They... Yeah.
It's that kind of loaded, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, no, they are fucking rich. Yeah. They are rich. I've been to this mansion that they live at.
Oh, man.
So it's a huge house.
Yeah, so I just want to say, like, you know, he was caught on the surveillance video. The cops didn't, you know, stop him. Putting more officers on the streets is not going to stop a dude from breaking into your backyard and swimming in your pool.
Right. But here's the thing. The family did not call the police. Homeowner Sharon Durr told Fox 11 Los Angeles that the man first tried breaking into her neighbor's home before hopping the fence into her backyard. Durr describes the man's behavior as erratic, as he appeared to take a swim in their pool. Not erratic. It's very hot here in California. And then
Rock. That's super fun.
And then ate some lemons off the lemon tree. That's not weird.
Lemon stealing whore.
That's not weird.
This man was just trying to enjoy white boy summer.
It was vibing.
Yeah, this
so
is
hard.
Yeah, yeah. This entire, like, you know, it's white boy summer phobic.
Uh huh. Home surveillance shows the shirtless man holding a towel as he pushes in the French doors in the rear of the family's home. He later can be seen running out with what appears to be a backpack. Durr said that she and her two kids, aged 13 and 16, were upstairs and unaware that the man had entered their home. Quote, a police officer knocked on the door and we opened it and they asked if we had known if someone entered into our home and our property. And we actually didn't know and we checked cameras and it was all there, she said. Quote, it was scary. It was very invasive. What is that, Charlie?
Oh, you know, I think the problem here is that they own a house so large they can't hear things going on inside of it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
they
that's
have
a
to
good
have
take.
A massive surveillance system to even know.
Yeah,
but
I.
Why is it? But like the surveillance system is tied directly to the cops.
I don't.
Yeah,
maybe,
it's pretty fucked,
right?
See, if that's the case, that's fucked. And that's like some Ring doorbell bullshit.
It was the neighbors who called, though, right? That's what.
No,
I
no, the neighbors didn't call. No, no. The reason why the cops came
it's
is
because
of the surveillance. The cops have a direct feed to this private home's surveillance.
Wait, so they just like gave it to the cops, and the cop, like someone at the police station's job, is just watch a rich person's home.
Yep.
Yes, that is
Jesus.
The whole. That is why I. Chose this because it was like, wait a second, no one called the police.
Wait a fucking minute here.
So that just means that the police are watching these rich people's homes only to protect them.
Yeah, they deployed the fucking SWAT team to SWAT this guy who was supposedly homeless and was just wandering around dipping in the pool in a perfectly fine pool that nobody else was swimming in.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
apparently
that is the most disturbing thing to me.
Apparently he may not even be charged with burglary since he was not covering up his face or other identifiers like tattoos.
Dudes continue to rock.
I you know what,
awesome. I say kind of wants me make me eat a lemon.
I mean, he got a free lemon out of it. I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah, that
also,
too.
I fucking love eating lemons right off the tree. I actually do.
Just biting down through
I've
their
never gotten
thick
to do that.
Skin.
That sounds cool.
No, we would steal lemons from from the neighbor because their lemon tree grew into our yard, and we're like, hey, those are our lemons now.
Yep.
Hey, if it crosses the fence, it's your lemon.
I was not stealing.
That's not stealing.
Uh-huh. Well, sometimes we would reach a little bit farther because that's where the good lemons were.
Uh-huh.
So that might have been stealing, but they didn't seem to care that much.
Very cops
convenient.
Coming to your house because they're tied directly into the lemon tree.
The surveillance, they have all the lemons chipped.
Yeah, they say they bring the big wand up and they goes beep beep once it gets close to you, like, yeah, he ate it.
He's got lemons.
This is the guy, he's got lemons. Lemon breath, fucking lemon ass teeth. I can see the lemon in your teeth there.
Just blowing into something just highlights like a little lemon light. It's like,
yeah, your breath is too sour.
I'm sorry, I swear. I just had a lot of lemonade. So I just had a bunch of country
times. It's limes.
You wouldn't believe me that it's piss, huh?
Oh man. Well.
Oh Jesus.
Well, I would say it's a shitty episode, but you know, it was a real pisser of an episode.
That's you know what?
If you've pissed this far, you're a true comrade.
If you piss this far without getting yourself wet, you win a free car.
Oh, you're a true comrade. We want to thank you for sticking around. We'd like to shout out all of our patrons, especially Scott, Jorge, Tim, the Warlock, Phosphorus, Aaron, Alex, Alan, Brady, Broobs, Caleb, Eli, John, Lizzie, Malin, Olive, Richard, Rufus, Samantha, Sophia, the Brilliant Dr. Fly, Tyler, the Reverend Lawn Gnome, and Dylan. Of course, our newest patrons, Doug and Harmony, thank you so much for subscribing to our Patreon and supporting our show. You're the reason we're still making Patreon episodes and trying to do cool stuff for everybody who subscribes to us. If you are not subscribed, you missed a real pisser of an episode. And
we talked about piss in that one too. Go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. If you piss out $5 for us, then we'll fucking
Yeah, squirt out about $5. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do. Remember, you'll have exclusive access to our other projects. Whenever we're doing bonus episodes, we post those over to the Patreon first. You also get early access to our Dolphins and Garages show. You'll get early access to the ever expanding multiverse, the Sonic High School multiverse.
Yep.
Whatever other projects we end up doing, those will be yours to hold and cherish. Yours to cup.
I have a few things planned, either podcast or essay. I'm not sure, but
if you just record yourself reading it, it's a podcast.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, see, that's just it. I have to still edit it though.
There's the rub.
We'll figure it out. And by we, I mean me. But I have a few things that I want to investigate, and I've already started doing a little bit of research into them. But
do a little book report.
Yeah.
A little book report on them.
Yeah, that's a little bit farther down the line.
We love Dennis's reports. It's what hooked me on Dennis.
Mm-hmm. And you've been addicted since then. But keep an eye out for that. And if you're listening to Dolphins and Garages, I want to thank you. The schedule's a little weird because life's a little weird.
Because scheduling D&D is fucking impossible.
Yeah. If you play D&D, right, you know that the hardest thing about playing D&D is the schedule. So just be on the lookout. It'll come out when it comes out.
Thank you for your patience. Yeah.
If you want more D&D episodes specifically, then whenever you subscribe to the Patreon, just, put in your tagline, "Hey, thanks for making so many D&D episodes," but say it like really judgmentally, like you really are only here to force us to make more D&D episodes.
Thanks for making more D&D episodes, comma, roll some dice, you fucking idiots. Dance for me. My fucking nerdy court jesters.
Critical roll, more like critical failure to keep my attention when I could listen to more Dolphins and Garages.
Yeah,
there you go. That's a catchy one.
Yeah, but we're gonna put that one up
on a business card.
Yeah, but the episodes that we have out now are good. Check out Gigo too. Gigo owns. I've been really enjoying that. That's Kelton's podcast.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to go on there and watch some stupid movie. I'm gonna cry.
Hell yeah.
Gigo's the only way to consume pop culture these days, and
honestly
lose,
I can't fucking
not
watch
lose
movies.
Your mind. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna watch Dune for Gigo when that comes out, so keep an ear out for that one. I've never read Dune. I know that it's like slightly homophobic. I've never seen the original Dune, so I'm going in blind and I am ecstatic.
Hell yeah.
My only experience with Dune is we tried to watch it on a road trip once, and it was two DVDs long, and we ended up watching like the first hour of the second DVD before realizing it was in the wrong
order. Oh, no.
I love that.
And that's Dune.
Hell yeah. All right, well, we're getting out of here, and you should get out of here. why would you ever pay attention to our podcast? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense to you, but you know, here you ended up, and here we shall leave you laying. So,
and here we go again on my own.
Y'all have a wonderful
bye
week,
everybody.
And we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Howdy, y'all. Don't forget to follow our link tree in the show notes to discover new things like our Discord, social media platforms, and all the places where you can listen to our podcast. Word of mouth is the best way to introduce us and other leftist creators to friends, family, coworkers, your AA buddies. Community is about more than hot takes online. And if you want to support our efforts, you can donate to us at patreon.com/psychicdolphingarage, which is spelled how it sounds. Hope to see you on the stream tonight. Enjoy this music by JJ Dean. How the fuck I still got a full head of hair? Not a single gray. Fuck the cops, family first, every single day. Bringing a charm when I ring the alarm. My arms got a box cutter and sticky. We gotta abolish ice, we gotta abolish ice, abolish it. No need to apologize, the Holocaust apologists. For no reason we colonized the land and put up monuments. Dope needles, dollar signs, the globe stares in astonishment. I hope there'll be a punishment, I really wanna get bloody. I really wanna stand in judgment of anybody taking money from anybody in a struggle. Anybody gonna budget? Poor people getting 10 to 20 for some dumb shit. Corporations incorporating a bloodlet. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words.